One question before we start. Are you feeling okay today?
I'm feeling good. I mean, I'm alive. Any day above ground's a good day, Tony. As they say in Scarface.
All right, second question right off the bat. How does it feel to just get chewed out by the president of the United States publicly?
Well, I mean, I'm happy to get into that first, but the news I've got, I just got this morning and last night from two different high-level sources in the White House. And we were lifting weights this morning, as you know, and we just decided to do this special podcast because it's Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm doing my own live at PM today that I'm going to do because it's so important. I wasn't going to come in today, but you're going to break this information. And here's what I do. I just report the facts. I'm all about just reporting the facts, people making their own decisions. And I've broken hundreds in just the last year and a half since I got back in office of exclusive stuff. And it's because there's good people in the cabinet and in the White House that are really upset about what's happening to Trump and the Israel lobby really taking control of him, not just on foreign policy, but domestically. And so they give me the information. And so when I bring this out today, it's really horrible. But there's a silver lining that people need to be aware of it and understand what's happening. And I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news, but it's good to know, if you wake up and the smoke alarm is going off and you smell smoke, at least you woke up and didn't burn up in the house. So,
well, let's get into it.
I don't want to come after Trump. I've gone through hell supporting him for 10 years. But at the same time, he's made so many bad mistakes and he's changed so much that responsibility to this. So a good place to start is though, with what 3 days ago or so, he does a Truth Social post, his most viral ever, a long screed attacking myself, Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, and Candace Owens, and saying we're low IQ with no audiences and failures and losers. Of course, we're the biggest shows there are other than Joe Rogan. If I had to say in the order, really looking at long-term metrics, it's Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, and then consistently, even though I've been restricted and censored myself, I've been number one, 2014, 15, 16, 17. I don't really care, but that's the facts why the system came after me. And then you got Candace Owens and others there. But just to say that that is just a lie on its face. So Tucker Carlson is probably 10 times bigger than when he was on Fox. His average show gets about 40 million viewers. Now, bigger than all of us, just technically, is Elon Musk, but he actually does shows, like the one with Trump, a billion listeners. Nothing's that big. But so Trump still thinks old, and the reason I bring this up is it goes in his mindset. He still thinks cable TV is important and says, ha-ha, you're not on cable TV. When Tucker got fired off Fox for telling the truth, on Big Pharma and wars and all of it, he had the best ratings they ever had on Fox, which 5 million.
It's the best thing that ever happened to him.
Yeah, but that's 5 million. And they restricted his online videos then to really control him. But it just shows the delusional nature that, ha-ha, you're not on cable news. The average CNN hour has about 80,000 viewers. The average MSNBC has about 500,000. It's a little bit bigger. The average Fox, about 1.5 million. Okay? Fox's biggest show right now is 4 million on average. So this shows Trump, who's 79, a total boomer, and he really believes that that is everything. He basically hires people out of Fox for his administration, yep. Like Hegseth. He thinks that that's everything. And that's an example of his blind spot. And now Mark Levin's on 6 days a week. And he says, tune into Mark Levin, this Israel firster, and this neocon, George Bush acolyte, and you will get what I stand for. Well, he's up there, Mark Levin, promoting nuclear war and total destruction. And Trump puts out posts last week saying, give up now, total surrender to Iran, or you will face the total destruction of your civilization, never to return in one day. Only nuclear weapons do that.
Yeah.
And he just said, tune into Mark Levin. This is my message and my warning. And Mark Levin says we need to use nuclear weapons like on Japan. So just totally wild. So I came out and he's also Allah Akbar on Easter morning. F you, open the effing strait. But he just said the day before, I don't need the strait. Keep it closed. Where roughly 30% of the world's energy comes through each day and fertilizer, which is already inflation 5 weeks into this just came in. It's exploding off the charts, which then kills his recovery plan. I've had the economist on. He had a great recovery plan, but now they're going to raise interest rates. The Federal Reserve saying all because he thought the war would last 4 days, all because Israel told him to do this. So
are you not entertained?
I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra methylene blue. Blue.
I know. Blue. I love it. This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra methylene blue. 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 I mean, this is just bonker town. I just can't shut up about it, up about it, up about it. Ultra methylene blue, 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 blue. I just can't shut up about it, up about it, up about it, up
about it.
Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular. I've gone on air in the last, 50 days or whatever, how long this has been going on. And I said specifically that Trump was given a report 5 days before by the Pentagon intelligence community. I broke this, that there was a 92% chance of failure, no regime change, they could close the strait. Now, that didn't break until a day after the war started. But I specifically broke that. It's on record. I also broke that a few weeks ago, he was going to fire Tulsi Gabbard, head of national intelligence, because she warned him probably about the war. And how that happened. That now broke the New York Post today. It was indeed Roger Stone. Talked to the president, got him to stop it. Point is, another huge inside thing I broke. He talks to Stone basically every day. The reason I'm saying all of that is this new information I have is bombshell, and we need to have some kind of intervention, or Trump is going to totally not destroy himself, but the whole future of the country. His administration is panicking internally. That's why he's offering them all a blanket pardons right now, because of the stuff that's going on. But just going back to this attack, I come out and I say, listen, the Israel lobby and literal AIPAC and Mossad, and they're bragging about it, is running our foreign policy. Trump, when he got that intelligence report 5 weeks ago, made the decision not to strike. They were going to strike that Saturday. Israel then went and attacked Friday to drag us into it. That's on record. Even Marco Rubio said that. Then Trump came out and said, no, that's not true. But then it was declassified. It was true. And Israel bragged. Then he gets this 10-point plan with Iran, basically admitting that his plan didn't work and really a strategic defeat, but he could still pretend like it wasn't. And then instantly Israel bombs Lebanon and starts hitting Iran again and says, we're not going to do the peace deal, even though Trump had got them to agree. So they're keeping us in the war. And Netanyahu has said that. So that's an example of this country that I've never had a hard on for, that I don't hate, but I do dislike their current leadership. Every former Israeli intelligence chief from all their three intelligence agencies have gone on record in TV ads saying Netanyahu's insane and needs to be removed. He only has a 50% approval rating, but he manipulates their parliament to stay in power. And Tucker, just a week and a half ago, did the BB files and interviewed all those people. So it's not Israel that I hate. He interviewed every former intelligence head of three agencies, like 15 of them or something, all the living ones, and said, this is insane, including right-wing ones. Because they said, Iran's not going to fall. They're going to close the strait. People go, well, in a few years, we can do a workaround. Well, we in a few years, to build other pipelines. So it's been war game like nothing else. I'm simply telling Trump all this. I have a huge audience. Everybody else is telling him this. And Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro, who in my view are Jonathan Pollard's 2.0s, Israeli operatives. We know they're Israeli operatives, but I think they're actual spies. That's my opinion. But they certainly work for Israel's interest. They came out and demonized me, Tucker Carlson, everybody else, and now they're saying we're foreign agents of Qatar, and we should be arrested. I mean, that's in the news. I mean, just crazy stuff. And don't just censor us. We're foreign agents, all because we care about the country and said, we're not fans of the mullah, but you're not going to be able to carry this out. According to the Pentagon. So I'm going with the Pentagon assessments. Why I told you 5 weeks ago when we started, we're working out. I said, no, it's going to be a failure. Yeah. They're going to close the strait. The regime won't fall.
Yeah, you called it.
And I said, and you said, well, I hope they do. And I said, I do too. But A, because they're bad guys overall in this dictatorship, but B, if we get into a big failure here, this is going to really kill our superpower status. Mm-hmm. Some empires die, very slowly, but this is what they do. Britain started World War I. They won it, but then it was a Pyrrhic victory. They ended up their empire collapsing in the next 20 years. And their historians admit that's what did it. So there's just some background pieces before I give you the big news. And so Trump comes out when we said, this is insane. You can't say, I'm going to destroy a whole civilization. You'll never return. The definition of genocide is destroy a whole civilization, people, or group.
Yeah.
And it's terrorism, too. I thought we're liberating these people. So now I'm going to blow up your water plants, your desalinization. I'm going to blow up your power plants. I'm going to blow up all your bridges, which I started doing. that though civilian infrastructure. Imagine if all our stuff got blown up. Just the sanctions on Iraq that the Clintons tripled in 2003 and through, or even before that, in the 90s, that killed at least 4 million Iraqis, half of them children. You know, you type in Madeleine Albright, 60 Minutes, says half million dead kids, good price to pay. That was just the start of it. Later it was 4 million total people, 2 million kids. So blowing all this up will cause the collapse of civilization and society when you have sanctions on them as well. Just imagine if we didn't have all our infrastructure now. Yeah. Almost none of us want to farm or operate or be independent. So it's insane. It makes us look horrible in the world, and we're losing this war. So they won't ever say what the objective is. The real objective was regime change. To be a loyal American, to try to save the recovery and admit this wasn't going to work, we need to admit this. So the Israel lobby starts saying, send in troops, nuke them. Jonathan Pollard says, nuke them. The Knesset starts saying, we'll nuke them to keep U.S. in the war. This is really being discussed. This is really being done. So I was forced to come out. And listen, the left's like, oh, look, you admit Trump was always bad and you were wrong. No. In the 10 years, we got better Supreme Court justices, border controlled when he was here, banning men and women sports. The biggest thing was killing the carbon taxes and the Paris Accord that would cut half the world's carbon. Actuaries show it killed about 2 billion people over 10 years. Fabulous things Trump did. Great economic recovery plan starting to work. Job numbers, 170-something thousand new. They thought it'd be 30,000 new. But that came in a week ago because it's always month-old news. Now the numbers came in this week, and it's devastating inflation. So that's all baked into this. And BlackRock and the globalists want austerity. They want a collapse of the West to bring in their social credit score. Larry Fink is so happy right now. This is a disaster. So I had to come out to Trump and really get stern with him and say, if you keep saying you're going to totally destroy a country in one day, only nukes do that, then you need to be 25th Amendment, Article Section 4 in there.
Yep.
You need to have your cabinet say you're not fit, and then they can have a Senate vote, and you need to be removed, and J.D. Vance needs to be put in. That was to get his attention. When he saw the backlash 2 days later, he went, okay, no nukes, and we'll do a peace deal. But then again, Israel starts attacking Lebanon, blowing up all the Christian areas, and hitting Iran, hitting their oil facilities. And so they said, no, deal's off. So now we're in the stalemate. The strait is not open. They're letting through who they want, Chinese, Pakistani, North Korean oil, and others, Indian oil, that they're selling them. They're letting their oil they sell through. Everybody else is held up. They have us by the balls. And so Mark Levin, everybody says, ground troops. And Mark Levin goes, I don't know anything about the military, but, you know, and Lindsey Graham, we got 2,500 Marines and 10,000 Army, you know, airborne. Well, for anybody that knows, it took 110,000 Marines and sailors to take Iwo Jima. They only had 22,000 defending Japanese. We lost 24,000 troops.
Yeah.
It took 32 days in the famous American flag getting raised.
Yeah.
And even with all our modern weapons and attack helicopters, the Pentagon estimated it would take about 100,000 troops, bare minimum, to take all those islands and Strait of Hormuz. And they estimated tens of thousands dead. So Mark Levin literally said, well, you signed up for this. You're professionals. Well, you didn't sign up to be sent on missions that are going to fail, as you know better than me as a Navy SEAL, combat veteran. And then Lindsey Graham said, I just believe in the Marines. Well, I mean, if you look at the Strait of Hormuz, dozens of islands, 2,000-foot cliffs, 5,000-foot mountains, armored weapons everywhere. Sure, when they pop up and shoot at us, we're going to blow them up. Yeah. But they've got 100-to-1 troops, so they don't care.
Yeah, and they ain't sending their kids over there. That's for sure. It's exactly. Not their kids that are going to go die. It's our kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck this.
So get into the new stuff, but finish up with your first question. Just some background for everybody to get this. Trump comes out and just viciously says, we're nobodies. Nobody's watching us. Well, why are you saying this? I don't care about the junior high stuff, except it's the president. And he, you know, just talks about how great everything is and how wonderful everything is. And we're just failures. And we're mad because he doesn't talk to us. I don't even try to talk to Trump. I was invited to the White House 8 months ago. I didn't go. I was invited to Mar-a-Lago 6 months ago. Didn't go. To be given awards. Trump comes out and gives Flynn an award. And I was invited to that. I must be given an award. I didn't go. Just because I don't want to be in the middle of that political stuff because I could see where this was going. It all started 8 months ago when Elon Musk left and said, no, Trump's in the Epstein files. That leads to Melania in a moment, which did 2 days ago. So that's the background. And, yeah, one of the most viral things ever. Constantly all over the news. But it did have the effect of making him come to his senses a little bit. And then the neocons all ran out and said, no, don't listen to them. Continue the war. So there's a tug of war with us giving him the hard love. giving him the tough love, and then them over there telling him what everyone wants to hear, and the Israel lobby and the Adelsons that gave him hundreds of millions of dollars for the campaign, trying to drag him into something that's killing his recovery, that's making us horrible in the world, that's getting U.S. troops and others and civilians killed, and that we're losing. And so I did what I did, not to side with the Democrats, who could have blocked him in Congress. They didn't with the War Powers resolutions. They let it go through. They're hoping he fails, which he is. And so I'm not on their side. I'm not with them. People try to spin it. And you've got all these Hopium people who are coming up this morning. They're all hierarchical. And they just look at Trump and say, he's the boss. He can do no wrong. And just say, get behind whatever he says, and it's going to work out. And that's what he told Tucker 3 weeks ago. And Tucker's gone public about this to the New York Times. Tucker said, this is going to fail. The war had already started. He said, the numbers for the Pentagon, it's not going to work. And he said, listen, anything I do always works out. And he said, so trust me. And so Trump has a normalcy bias of success so much, even when it looks like things are going bad, because he had the populace behind him, he could say God on his side, whatever, that he really thought he was invincible.
Yeah.
And that's why I kept saying, we've won the war, the straits open, all this delusional stuff. And that's when I started saying, do you have dementia or something? And then behind the scenes, the vast majority of his cabinet, and I said this weeks before it came out, Susie Wiles, who I'm not even a big fan of, she's just a big lobbyist, but she started putting out a week ago, we got to end this, we got to shut this down. She told the cabinet, you got to challenge him. You can't just agree to everything he says. Because used to, he listens to people. He starts screaming at people now that say no.
Yeah.
And so this is all stuff directly in there. And so I'm told this stuff because these people can't put it out themselves. I was the one that broke on September 16th, 7 months ago, after Charlie got killed, 6 days after. The Cash Patel came in with Tulsi Gabbard, Joe Kent, the head of a counterterrorism center, and the National Counterterrorism Center, and the vice president was there, and others. And just to give people the credibility of what I'm about to tell you, this is all on record, I broke this. And he screams at him and says, we're not going to look at Charlie, any foreign action with Charlie Kirk, even though they found intel on that, the Office of National Intelligence and the Counterterrorism National Center, National Center of Counterterrorism. And he blew up at him and screamed at everything. And then months later, exactly what I said came out, that was indeed the deal. Well, of course, I was told people that who wanted to get it out. So there's this battle going on inside. There's a tug of war to get Trump back to what made him successful, what was helping America, what we voted for, versus the neocons and the Israel lobby and Lindsey Graham, who were all never Trumpers and hated his guts and tried to put him in prison and supported all the attacks on Trump for years.
Right.
And then he lets them attack dog us, which we don't mind. It just shows that he's out of his mind or been demon-possessed. I mean, I say that sarcastically. It's just he's really not done a 180, but he's done like a 100 degrees from where he was. He's over here now. Yeah. And if he keeps going that way, I mean, he'll be worse than Joe Biden soon. So that's why this is so serious. This isn't like Iraq or Afghanistan where it costs $20-something trillion over decades and we lose thousands and thousands of troops and buddies and people getting injured like yourself in combat over there. You were telling me some great stories never told on air. You need to tell those sometime. It's really scary stories. This is the real world. But with Iran, it's much bigger, 90 million people. They're way more high tech. They got a country like built for war with mountains 360 around it. Mm-hmm. And they're dug in. And the CIA funded a 7-year war using Iraq and killed 2 million of them. And they didn't give up. So this is the reality. I love when Trump got this peace deal that all fell through. All, a bunch of his supporters that are just influencers that just parrot stuff went, oh, it's a total victory, more 3D chess. No, it wasn't. So the neocons panicked and said, no, Trump, use nukes or invade. You're giving up. This is a total victory for Iran. Yeah, it is. And you guys walked him into the trap and want us to get deeper into the trap. But for those saying this is a victory, it's not. Even the neocons in Israel say it's not. They sold Trump on a lie. We've lost. We can still face save and pull out of this quickly. But now we have the new information and why he's offering blanket pardons to everybody in the administration and the fact that there's full panic in there for a whole bunch of reasons. And then his wife, the first lady, comes out 2 days ago and totally contradicts him and says Epstein is real. He's an abuser. He's a pedophile. He abused these women. There's a cover up. It needs to end. And there needs to be congressional hearings and all the victims need to be out there. And everything needs to be released. When he's the one saying low IQ people, talking about me and Tucker Carlson, say this is real. It's a hoax. He had his FBI director, deputy director say, oh, no, there's nothing there. He wasn't even a pedophile. He killed himself. The shooter and Butler acted alone. There were no accomplices, even though his girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell, was in prison for human trafficking and this stuff. And it's just absolutely crazy. So now his wife is contradicting him at an unannounced speech, press announcement where she walks in all elegantly, speaks for 6 minutes, and then Trump said, no, I didn't know she was going to do that. She just totally contradicted him. So I said that day, it was live. We saw it. We went to it. I said, she's totally contradicting him. People have juxtaposed. You know,
she must be low IQ.
She must be, or a Qatari agent. And so I just said, this looks like Melinda Gates, who found out that Bill was hanging out with Epstein and doing all this stuff and lying about it. She broke with him. And I said, this looks like she's getting ready to leave him. So I made some calls to a bunch of sources. And I've known this for a while, but Trump's been a lesser two evils night and day. So I don't just dish dirt to get a bunch of headlines. This is, I wanted him to succeed. Yeah. Now, if something was corrupt, I had to report on it. And I would do that. Because it's justice be done by the heavens fall. But on this, okay, if he's got marital problems, and I know the inside baseball from all these sources, it's pointless just to go there. The left will just use that. I'm not going to do it. So this, I've known this for really 6-7 years. But she came out and contradicted him. I said, sounds to me like she's getting ready to leave him or making a clean break that she's not with the Epstein cover-up and the Epstein Howard Lutnick class. Sure enough, I started getting contacts. And I also reached out to people. And they said, these are people that... It's just very close to the president, all of them. I'm not going to get into specifics. I don't want people to know who we're talking about, but it's multiple people. A lot of times, I can never give a source because they'll never come out and say it. But Roger Stone was the source, multi-hour conversation with Trump, keeping him from firing Tulsi Gabbard. And I broke that, finally broke yesterday, what's called confirmed in the news, but I broke that over a week ago. My point is, I'm not making this stuff up. So Melania despises Trump. They essentially are not together anymore. And I don't say this with pleasure, but I want to explain why this is coming out and why I have to go and say it. And she understands that it's a sinking ship. The cabinet's totally panicked. People are now challenging him openly. He hasn't run into that in a while because everybody was just worshiping like those cabinet meetings are sycophantic. Because he screams at people if they disagree with him. He admits that. He said, oh, sorry, my voice has gone. I'm screaming at people that I disagreed with. And so he got in the madness of King Lear. He didn't have dementia the last term. He didn't have dementia during the campaign. He is a workaholic. He only sleeps 2-3 hours. He does get burnout sometimes. We all do. Slurs his words, all that. But, you know, he wasn't showing signs of insanity. He is showing major flickers of that. And, or like a light bulb's about to go out, it kind of burns brighter and then dims. And he's kind of very, very erratic. And 5-6 times a day, changing the story. We won the war. It's over. Regime change happened. I'll blow them off the map. I don't need the Strait of Hormuz. You better open that effing strait. That is not art of the deal. That is things just disintegrating. Oh, I got a peace deal. Israel's not going to hit. Israel hits. This is Trump being made a fool of by the Israel lobby. And I'm not going to sit there and betray Trump, America, myself, my own future, and go along with this. But his own wife has 1 foot publicly out the door, already has both feet out of the door, and she, quote, despises him now. Yeah, she absolutely despises him. She is extremely angry at him. She stood with him during the Stormy Daniels and all of that crap and all the stuff he's pulled. And here's the key. And Tucker's got the intel, and I know he's accurate. And I've said this hundreds of times the last year. She was a supermodel. She wasn't part of Epstein's circle, but she was in New York. She did do those soft porn lesbian photo shoots, which I'm not judging her for. I think it's great art, poetry in motion. She did know Epstein a year before, but they all had that data and had emails she sent to Ghislaine that are pretty cozying up to her. Oh, so great in Palm Beach. I can't wait to go back. And Trump knows all that's there and didn't want that information coming out. So they've been using that because they got more. And I don't know where there's smoke, there's fire. I don't know. But the point is that is one of the main things they're using. When he told Marjorie Taylor Greene and others, this embarrasses my friends. I want this shut down. So that was a big betrayal covering up the Epstein stuff. Yes, we put pressure on Trump. He released the 3 million. They say that's 2% of what Epstein had. It's confirmed he was Mossad, MI6, CIA. That's in all the emails. New ones they just found is him and Bill Gates talking about killing all the poor people, getting rid of the poor people. That came out 2 days ago. So this is more than just pedophilia and underage girls and blackmail. This is the globalist system. This is the Rockefeller Foundation. This is the Trilateral Commission. He was on the board of it. Epstein was. So they're using this on Trump and on his friends. He was using it kind of as a way of blackmail the establishment. Okay, I'll cover it up. I'll be your buddies. But Israel double-backed and still blackmailed him with it, even though there's never been any evidence of him. All the Jane Doe's and stuff turned out to be fake. But by extension, he joined the cover-up. So there's not a civil war in MAGA. He betrayed what Make America Great Again was about. He went with all of his never-Trumper enemies. He did do a major war he promised not to do. It's failed. His wife is literally contradicting him in an unannounced speech press conference or presser. She didn't take questions one way in his face. And I questioned this 2 days ago and said, it looks like she's got her foot out the door and she is contradicting him. And all his operatives ignore that and just say, oh, no, it's not true. She loves him. Everything's great. Okay, well, she just contradicted him and said Epstein's real. There's a cover-up. Needs to stop. So that alone shows you where we are. So that's really the – I mean, you've been very quiet, but doing this. I'm jumping any time.
No, but this
is all inside baseball, absolutely real. And, she's Eastern European. They're very loyal. She may be able to convince her not to publicly leave. But notice right after she did that press conference, he attacked us within an hour. Even the news noticed it, put out a bunch of other diversionary stuff because that really hit him.
So you think that was a diversion from what Melania's put out?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. He's already the speechwriter for Sean Hannity. We know he's a speechwriter for Trump. I believe Mark Levin wrote that email. Yeah. I mean, that Truth Social. And so he had it on the shelf. They had a bunch of stuff on the shelf that when that hit as a diversion, that's how you kill a story with stories.
Yeah.
I mean, he launched like 10 diversions as soon as that happened. So, yeah, it hit where it hurt. And I'm saying the administration's in crisis. Now he comes out yesterday and says, I'm going to give everybody from cabinet members down to the chef all total immunity, blanket immunity. Now, look, Biden did that. Never before. But there's also mass insider trading. You know, the Democrats are kings, but Trump's giving them room for their money. All the sons of cabinet members, Bessette doesn't have a son, but all the other ones literally are engaged in insider trading, war profiteering, all sorts of weird, Bitcoin stuff that the Democrats are going to come back on them. But now they're being given total blanket immunity. In the first Trump administration, we saw very little grift, very little scams. He was really true to what he was saying. He had a lot of neocons around, but this is far worse. So the administration is crashing and burning. He had a 56 approval rating, his highest ever, 8 months ago. Now it's at 33. He is in free fall. I believe when new polls come out, it'll be even lower. Mark Mitchell's a pro-Trump, one of the top pollsters in the world at Rasmussen. He was the first to say, he's seeing a slide. Trump won like 80% of new independent voters. Now it's 80% against him. He's lost over a third of under the age 45 males. All his margins are going away. Well, he doesn't have to run again. Midterms, we're going to get slaughtered. Probably lose the Senate.
Fucking right.
And then the Democrats are going to go totally ape. That's why, with the numbers coming in, their internal polling, he says, don't worry, when they get back in, they can't put you in prison because I'm going to give you all blanket immunity. So this is absolute panic mode. I already knew it was going on inside. I told you a month ago or longer. So I just have to report to you, lying to everybody and saying the house isn't on fire when it is, it's just going to get us destroyed. So we need to have a real come to Jesus moment. When we put pressure on Trump, he starts making the right decisions. That's why the neocons in Israel are so mad and attacking us and calling for us to be put in prison. Claim we're foreign agents because I put pressure on his ass to get him back on track.
Yeah.
Because I have a responsibility to do that. I have a responsibility to tell people the truth. Not like, why does Jones do this? Who's paying him? I've been on air before there was social media. I tell you what I know, what I believe. I'm Tomorrow's News Today. What I told you, you can take to the bank. So I just give you a bunch of examples of stuff I broke from inside. And this is directly for people in the meetings.
Are you not entertained?
CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer, is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan talks about it, I have for years. But here it is. Scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62 that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public that's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these embendazole, fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell, and sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway, and a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this. How sort of put it in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world, has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger, pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record, good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your Doc Chambers on, medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think methylene blue? He goes, oh, I've been on this since 2004. When I got blown up in Iraq, I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue. With this water, I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at theallshowstore.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at theallshowstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger. Exclusively available through our sponsor, theallshowstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells, the methylene blue. And iodine works very similarly, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them today. There's also another big sale as well at theallshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, Alex, I think he did you a huge favor by putting your name in that post. And I told you during our workout yesterday, I mean, I'm glad he didn't single you out. He threw you in a group of three other of the best influencers on the planet. I don't care what he wants to call them, low IQ or whatever it is. Those are not low IQ people. Those people have millions and millions of followers that support them. They believe in them, and they ask the right questions all the time. Are they always going to be correct? No. Nobody's 100% correct, but are they stupid? Are they low IQ? Do they not have followers? Are they just starving for clicks? Absolutely not. And everybody read through that.
And I know I'm not picking on you, and I totally agree with you. But I'm trying to get people to stop. Here's the deal. In rhetoric, with the first Greek philosophers about 2,400 years ago, they had different types. They had people that were used rhetoric, and then they had what they called influencers, and they had what they called philosophers. And then they had alchemists that was kind of proto-science. An influencer uses emotion and rhetoric and doesn't use truth. A philosopher uses truth. We call that, I guess, a journalist. Now we're pundit hats. I give my opinion. I give analysis.
I see.
But no. The system's given us the name.
Right.
You guys are citizens. You are minds. You are statesmen. And you are people engaged in the debate. You can go wear a journalist hat, do an investigation. You can give your opinion. You can do a play-by-play on boxing or something or whatever. I am a American patriot, a filmmaker, a talk show host, a journalist, an analyst. Also, I do some comedy. And I'm a Renaissance man, and so is everybody else. What you're getting with the podcast and proliferation is the filter going away, and we're getting to see a diversity and a college of thoughts,
right,
and seeing what the true body politic and group subconscious and unconscious collective is, and it's a beautiful thing. Mm. And so the old system can't deal with the fact that the new media is decentralized and winning, mm, and already 100 times bigger than them, literally, in the aggregate. I mean, Joe Rogan's like 40-something times bigger than CNN. It's a joke. So they give us the name influencers. That's why we started this with Trump, saying, oh, they're just on the internet. Well, yeah. What does that mean? So it's just cable.
Yeah.
You know, it's cable that's dead. It's dinosaurs holding onto their perches. You are the future, Sean Johnson, with these unfiltered discussions. But, sorry, go back to what you're saying.
No, okay. That's a much better way of explaining it. But no,
well, we're the future that's already here.
The first time I saw this, and it takes you back. You see this post, and I mean, all of you guys are a huge reason why he got reelected. We all know that. You all supported him in some form or fashion. We were trying to break free from 4 years of Biden and the chaos that ensued with open borders and lockdowns and everything like that. But without you guys, he wouldn't have gotten reelected. So for him to turn his back and throw you under the bus like that, we were all pissed off for you. Do you know how many people messaged me? Like, I'm throwing away my MAGA hat instantly. All right. But when I read that, it took me back for a moment, but I thought about it and I said, he actually did you guys a favor, right? He's the captain of the ship. The ship is sinking. You guys are his executive officers that helped him. And he just yelled at you and blamed everything on you. What he did, he exonerated you from the reason this ship is sinking now. And that's huge, dude.
I guess it was just yesterday. You were so excited. And I totally agree with you that I want to be clear that I'm not with this new Trump. I supported a lot of the good stuff we did before and helped Guinea Man was instrumental, they admit. Like the pollster said, it was InfoWars that was the biggest thing at the time, pushed him over the edge in the key battleground states. That, there's like New York Times articles about that. So the word you're looking for is betrayal. But this betrayal of us, for just telling the truth, is about his overall betrayal of what MAGA was. But I've said I've never been MAGA. I like Make America Great Again, but how about make it free, prosperous, and how about make humanity great again? I am 1776, the spirit of individuals, populism, and liberty, overthrowing tyranny and building a new system and what founded America. And I want that for the whole world, not through forced military and things, but through soft power. And so, yes, I've been persecuted so much for supporting Trump. And then when I criticize him but don't totally abandon what he's doing, people go, well, which is it? You're supposed to be for or against. No, he was a lesser of two evils. Now when he wants to have a nuclear war and is listening to psychotics that are pushing it, I have to say, that's it, bro. And so they're mad that we put pressure on him. But instead of admitting he's wrong when he pulled back, he says he's pulling back because it was unpopular. No, it failed. And so, yes, he did me a favor. I even said that the first evening, 2 nights ago when that broke. I said, thank you. But I mean, I'm going to go join the Democrats either. I'm going to, for credibility on issues, be on the issues and oppose issues.
Yeah.
And when Republicans are doing good, I'll support an issue. When Democrats are doing good, which they never seem to do, I support it. But Trump's so out of control, he makes the corrupt Democrats look good now.
Mm-hmm.
When they didn't block him with the war powers, they could have joined some Republicans. They had enough votes, so they joined the Republicans. They didn't do that. So they had a majority of Democrats and Republicans go for it. So I don't want to hear it from them. I've been opposing this in all these major wars consistently. And I predicted what would happen to you the first day it started and predicted to everybody on air, which it wasn't hard to do. We have the military analysis. That's why it was so crazy. He's mad at Tulsi Gabbard. She said, don't do it. Now, once the war went, she says, I won't publicly say what I told him to Congress. That's private. But she backed it once he did it. He wants to fire her just because he told her what she told him what he really thought. So, again, this is about integrity. It's about doing what's right. But, yeah, that letter sounds like a petulant seventh grader, wrote it to his girlfriend that broke up with him. And here's the deal. You already got off track. We're still going down the track we were on. Just because you jumped the tracks and went down another way, and then you're saying, you wish I'd call you. You wish I'd talk to you. I mean, he calls Tucker Carlson until about 3 weeks ago all the time. I've been with Tucker when he calls. You've been with me at Tucker's when we, like, step out and he's talking to the president, and Netanyahu calls him yelling at, I mean, I'm sitting there watching these calls happen. I'm not listening to it. But the point is that Trucker probably could have, is one of the only guys who probably could have beaten Trump. Mm. They want him to run. He's not doing it. Democrats are begging him. He's not doing it. Okay, he likes to hunt all day other than doing shows. He doesn't want the power. He doesn't want to be part of D.C. He legitimately hates it, just like I do. I can't stand it. And so that's why I really admire Tucker. And he's been consistently anti-war for about 15 years. He admitted he was wrong before he came to me to apologize 14, 15 years ago to Austin to say, I'm here to apologize to you. You were right about 9/11, Building 7, all that. And you see the interviews, him saying it. So he's been consistent since that happened. I'm being consistent even longer, not you know, comparisons here. And it's Trump that changed, not me. But again, why is he changing? 79, all that pressure, three campaigns, not sleeping, sleep deprivation. I mean, dude, you see me or you when you have to work late with all the companies and things you've got. And we're like, ugh, you know, this morning I left the house and left my bag to go meet, and I had to like turn around and go back and get it. And I didn't even forgot my wallet on top of that, all because I was doing political news this morning, getting all these calls, and was so freaked out that I was like a zombie. Well, imagine him with all of these huge decisions and all these huge things. Nobody could do this. So he means well. And overall, he's a good person. But he's turned into a mean old man. That's where we are.
Yeah.
And I'm sad to do that. I'm like, oh, I got a big story. Great. CNN will put me there. I get nothing from a CNN article except populist and conservatives thinking I'm with them.
Yeah.
But I can't not report this just because the left jumps on it.
Yeah.
I have to tell the truth. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
But well, I'm not wrong about this.
Well, you handled it very professionally. I think everybody was holding their breath to see how you were going to respond more than at any of the four. I think everybody wanted to see a response. And then when you came out, you know how many people came up to me and they're like, wow, dude, that Alex's response to that was so mature. It made you look better than Trump. It was incredible, dude. Like, we were so impressed with it because you could have taken it any which direction, you know what I mean? And nobody would have been surprised. But that direction was like, wow, like that's like.
Well, I mean, just imagine, I'm not going to get into what's happened to me, but it's declassified. And I got this from Sheriff Arpaio at the time because he was the former head of the DEA in Mexico. And so the DEA gave him, right when Trump got in 2017, the NSA database of being Trump being spied on. And I gave it to Trump. Arpaio's like, I used to know him. He campaigned, for, you know, I campaigned for him, but I can't get through to him because we're gatekeepers. I got it to him. And it was, you know, my personal number. I never used a fax line. It was Trump's Mar-a-Lago private suite number, you know, them spying on us. It was Crossfire Hurricane, we now know. And Obama put $2 billion in the Defense Authorization Act right when he left in 2017. They signed the Defense Authorization. There was a couple billion in there for the Countering Foreign Propaganda Disinformation Act. And it basically said, Trump's a Russian agent with no evidence. We're going to keep all these people in the government, and they're going to work against Trump like he's a coup. And then Alex Jones, I was treated as a foreign asset. They never say in the documents. These came out last year. Got declassified. I was declared a national security threat. And you know about this, the Navy SEALs, where you get sent in to frustrate and stop and block an enemy. So it's like when you hear about sanctions on a country, it's not just the stuff you see. It's behind the scenes, all sorts of sabotage.
Yeah.
Debanked, attacked, lied about. I'm like, why am I in hundreds of articles a day some days? Hundreds. Why am I on all the news? Why is all this going on? And it was all because they wanted to demonize me to then say, and Alex Jones is Trump, and do all this. And I got no defense from Trump. When everybody got deplatformed and taken off the internet, I was the first. Trump didn't do anything. He said, well, I'm still big enough. He did nothing for us.
Yeah.
I still bit my tongue and put up with that. And then everything else that went on, and all the stuff that happened, and then Arctic Frost, 27 people on the list. I'm one of the only people that's on there twice, okay? So I had Jack Smith investigating me. Jack Smith illegally got my telephone records. And then they leaked to the press dick pics that my wife had taken. I mean, look this up. Jack Smith leaking dick pics. I mean, it's just full-on harassment, full-on government assault, absolutely insane. And I just bite my tongue. Don't make it about me. Hey, move the ball down the field. Trump's going to kill the carbon taxes. Trump's going to secure the border. And first 6 months. He was doing great, and then he went sideways 8 months ago.
Yeah.
And so, and a lot of my listeners were pissed. They're like, hey, he's not doing this perfect, that perfect. I said, hey, stay the course. We're going to save billions of lives. You know, not having this war with Russia. He's trying to stop that. He killed the carbon tax. That is falling apart. And so I'm still very torn. I wasn't happy. I mean, I learned about him attacking me right when I went off air at 3 o'clock. I didn't shoot anything and post it on X till like 6:30 because I had to go in my office and just turn the lights down and just sit back with a glass of iced tea for about an hour, and I'd sit there in the little lamp and read it, and I was just like, all the stuff, him taking the Democrat talking points, it was run by the FBI and the CIA, declassified, they ran that Sandy Hook stuff. I was never mentioned in association with Sandy Hook until they began that for the first 5-6 years, which is made up. I had some business in this, did a couple interviews with people questioning it. And then they raised $300 million off my name. The Justice Department funded the lawsuits against me. The judges produced it with HBO. It was all scripted. I was made to be there. I'd be arrested. It was going to the second trial in Connecticut that I was sitting up by the judge while I'm on the stand for a day. And I look over and I go, wait, that's the same bullet points I wasn't allowed to talk about. I'm not innocent. I'm not bankrupt. I can't say I'm, you know, all these things. I'm like, that's the same font, same script that I saw in Texas. Because the judge there would go, here's the list of my lawyers. I'm like, wait, it's the same list. Texas and Connecticut scripting with HBO, the judge is putting makeup on, and big TV cameras in the thing. And it's all scripted, all fake. I mean, I didn't even realize it was Truman Show that bad. I didn't know they had, I guess they could pick the courts they want where it's totally, it's like that, remember some of the judges would have cameras with Trump and they'd be smiling and put makeup on and see the camera and go, ooh, you know, and stop smiling and laughing. Yeah. Same stuff. So I went through a lot of the same stuff as Trump. So I saw him being persecuted. They tried to kill him. People say Butler was fake. You can't fake that. That was real, folks. You see the bullet. People got killed behind him. Other shooters. No, that was real. And all the stuff that happened to me is real. These attacks. And so I've been through hell for this guy. And so to then see him wreck so much, but that's in the future trajectory. So much of the good he did is baked in. Much better Supreme Court justices. You know, so much better stuff. Roe v. Wade overturned. I mean, so I have mixed feelings about, I use the analogy of my mom's dad, my grandfather, Army Air Corps, super smart. Lease Hound, you know, UT football player, you know, best friends with Tom Landry, played football, you know, just classic Americana, prospector after that, inventor, so smart, taught me about the New World Order, everything. He has a heart attack. Then he has a stroke. And we had to put him in a nursing home because he would act like a 3-year-old and he'd fall down and he would, you know, and he would be terrible. It's because he had, his brain was gone. That man, the last year, was not my grandfather. And so when he went sideways, I don't go, God, this guy's a jerk. This guy's horrible. It's right. The brain's gone.
Yeah.
And so when I'm sitting there criticizing Trump, it's hurting because I bled for this and we got so much done and we could do so much more. And now these evil, out of control, neocon, warmongering Israelis have hijacked our country and they're dangerous as hell and they're calling for my arrest. And I'm just putting my nose down to the grindstone and just moving forward what the truth is. But that's why.
Can you give us an update on your trial?
Well, I mean, they had 2 show trials. They had $1.5 billion judgment in Connecticut, a $45 million one here. They told us they wanted to settle for years so it wouldn't go to appeal. Then they said, we're never settling with you unless you shut up. And that was another thing. I could have joined them anytime hell to stop.
Yeah.
I mean, before this happened, right before I got sued by all these groups, this is an off-record meeting, so I can't get into the details, but this top Republican law firm, hey, you need to come up to D.C. or when are you here next? So I was up there a lot. And the first day meetings, they wouldn't even tell me who. They go, this is the richest guy in the world. We represent him. Once you go to this other law firm, meet with these people. And they go, well, you know who this guy is? It wasn't Elon Musk. British got the world then. Look up 2017. You want to know? They go, you're about to get sued. And big time. It's all been prepared. You know they're coming for you. It's them saying this to me. You need to go ahead and take this money and work with us. And we'll pay you $50 million a year. And I'm in. You mean pay me to do $50 million to run this thing? Or 50, no, you. And that's just a start. And I mean, I've got...
What do they want you to do?
Well, and then when I said no, then I got cabinet people calling me saying, you really need to do this. From the Trump admin, he didn't know. Yeah, and I said I wouldn't talk about it. I said I wouldn't give the details. I like to be able to have these meetings.
Okay.
I mean, you know about some of the inside baseball. I meet with Bilderberg Group members and people. And I want to be able to talk to them because they're not all one monolith either.
Yeah.
But this is, oh, we're your buddy. But listen, we're going to sue you. You're going to be sued for XYZ, and you're going to be destroyed if you don't do this. Oh, what do they want me to do? This is before we heard of fact checkers. That started about a year later. This was before we heard of They said, basically, you're going to be a reform guy that meant well but was wrong with these experts, that is going to run this big fact-checking bureau. And you're going to go around, because you're trusted, and you're going to basically go and sell censoring and fact-checking everybody else. And they said, this is going to happen to you, or you're going to be involved. It's literally like Darth Vader. You're going to be formerly a Jedi. Now you're going to hunt down the Jedi for Emperor Palpatine. So they literally gave me the Darth Vader offer. And I already got it from Henry Kissinger in front of a witness, but because they didn't say that was off record. So that I was able to talk about Rothkopf, head of the Kissinger Group, in front of my producer years before. This is like 15 years. Gosh, 2007. It's like, no, there's 3,000 Superclash. You're being offered a slot. You'll have some say at the table. You'll be the, you know, populist leader, but, you know, you're going to listen to us. And I said, I'm not doing it. He said, nobody turns this offer down. Because, you know, it's just like, this is crazy. He wrote a book about the super class. There's, you know, 3,000 gophers, about 100 controllers, Trilateral Commission. So I was being offered an Epstein-ish job. And I said, no, I'm not doing that. So, and then there was other ways and other offers. I mean, if I ever found anybody in the establishment that wanted to help me and I could do my mission, I'd take money from anybody. I'd announce it and talk about it. But I've never taken money from any big interest or any governments or anything. It's just been T-shirts and books and films and great supplements. But, I mean, to hear now, oh, I'm selling out to Qatar with no evidence. Never been to Qatar, never got any foreign money, national money, anything. And then meanwhile, Salem Radio with all their hosts, Levin and all them, Ben Shapiro, all them, Salem Radio is now came out owned by Israel government, basically the defense ministry. So their foreign government owning our media, and they're pointing at us saying, oh, you're all foreign agents. Yeah. So my point is I turned down the offers. I turned down the deals. And then with the Sandy Hook lawsuits, they're in mediation. And the reason I could talk about it is they messed up and told my lawyers outside of mediation. So my lawyers said, go ahead and talk about it. We're there and they go, you know, what we really want you to do is stop talking about the Second Amendment. And they've done this before. I go, and another list. They said, yes, we'll go into conference meetings with you in the near future and meet with some people. If you will listen and have a list of things, work for them. And I'm like, you understand, I've already met with the top of the food chain. You're just the law firms down the line, top Democrat law firms, you know, that sued Trump, same people. That's why when he came out and attacked me with their stuff, I'm like, the same law firms did this. Paul Weiss and all of them. So it's just, I'm like, you're the underling. Like, I've already met with your bosses and said no to this offer. And one of the firms up in Connecticut, the Koskoff firm, big Democrat firm, the first mediation up there with the judge and my lawyer, well, I fly all the way up there. He comes in there and talks to me like 5 minutes, Josh Koskoff, and he says, have you seen The Godfather? I mean, yes, based on Mario Puzo's book, The Godfather, and it's really a composite true story. Yes, I have. Like, I'm some idiot. You know, you're in Texas. Can you wipe your ass? Yeah, we just have, you know, NASA and all the main bases and nuclear weapons down here. We don't know anything. We don't speak an English accent, so you'll Connecticut accent. And he goes, well, you know what that means. We're the mafia. We run the state. You will lose. There's nothing you can do. This is before the trial. And I'll go, oh, really? Well, and he goes, tell you what, I'm going to talk to your lawyer 10 minutes out here. He'll talk to you. We're in the car. He goes, well, they want you to basically shut up and start. I go, guess what? It's a big list of things. Yeah. Are you interested? And I said, thought you'd say. So, and then years later, after they win their fake cases, I mean, like, dude, I turned down $50 million a year to work right at the top. I turned down Henry Kissinger. Okay. So I love how we're the mafia. Oh, you're an errand boy for the mafia. You know anything about the mafia? I had family work for the real mafia called the State Department and Army Special Operations in the teeth of this thing. And they told me at the bottom of it's pedophilia and Satanism, and that's when they got out. So I won't sell out to that. You're way down the chain. I was born in right at the top. You people are a joke. You're gophers.
Woo. What's going on with the InfoWars? You guys going to stick around?
I can announce here, barring a miracle, there have been miracles where the order is shut down and it's a fake order and it gets overturned and all that. And the Onion and Michael Bloomberg come in and say it's theirs and they come into the building and turn everything off. And then I'm back on a day later. But they went to a state receiver this time with the Soros-funded judge that did the show trial in Austin, Judge Gore Gamble, who walked the red carpet at South by Southwest for the movie on HBO and all that. Just never before been done. Talk about corruption. She put a receiver in a year ago. The first guy commits suicide when his wife leaves him. Everybody's like, did you kill him? And I'm like, no. And I later learned from lawyers, his wife left him. You know, sad for that guy. I don't know who he is. Never met him. So he gets the job a month later, kills himself. I'm like, okay. And then this new guy comes in, met with me once, wouldn't even talk to me, and then just sits there and won't talk to my people. And now they're not renewing the satellite contracts. They're not renewing the internet contracts. And so this has been going on for like 8 months since he got in. So all these companies, internet companies and stuff, go, okay, we'll let you go month to month. But most of the time, it's a month. So they've all gotten fed up. We already had the company's cell phones turn off last week. And so there's money to run the company. Not a ton, but it's there. The crew's all there. The show's huge. Won't let us buy any product to sell anymore. So they're running the money out. They're being more sophisticated. So the internet, the satellites turn off May 1st.
What is the satellites? Can you explain what is
that? I'm over 400 radio stations and TV stations.
Oh, that's for the radio.
So it's like $18,000 a month.
Okay.
So it's old media, but that's why when they took me off the internet, they couldn't stop me because I was still on all these radio stations.
I see.
People just got feeds from them. They're like, what? We took him off everything. Why is he still there? Because I had my own website and I was on 400 stations.
Okay.
Well, I was on like 200 then when they banned me and doubled the stations picked me up. And then UHF and cable. And yeah, that's old media, but that's boomers. They're great and they buy stuff. So it was like, it was weird how it worked. It was like, but anyways, God comes through. One door opens, another one, you know, one door closes and another one opens. So, but they've cut off now. Can't buy the supplements for InfoWarsStore.com. I work with that I don't own. They're able to buy stuff as a sponsor. But they shut down basically our store. There's like posters and a few books left in there. And so the internet's turning off. The satellite's turning off. Everything starts turning off the first. And he won't say anything. We go to these people and say, just give us another month. And they go, we've done this for 6-8 months. No, because the satellite company has to sign a contract for a year.
Right.
And they've already floated us. They're like, no, our board met. We're not doing it. So we run to another satellite thing. No, we can't do it either. So the satellites turn off May 1st. The internet turns off May 1st. It's all, you know, and everything's turning off. We may not make it to the 30th because other stuff's turning off. So it's kind of like in 2001 where they're turning off the computer. I'm afraid, Dave. It's like it's shutting down. Or it's like watching an old person get old and deteriorate. You know, it's pretty soon they're just not there.
Like Trump.
Yeah, like Trump. And so it's okay because Bigley built this little studio. We're building a bigger one. They got contracts ready to go. We're going to just flip the switch. We'll have a new news site we're going to announce. And they already tried to take my social media, but Elon Musk stood up to that. They actually said, well, you don't get the 13th Amendment against slavery. We own your name and we own your social media. Well, I don't own that. That's on X. That's on. So that they're having trouble getting that. And so we're going to roll over to the new system. And I think we're going to be bigger than ever.
Are you not entertained?
I'm very pleased to announce two new great products at TheAlexJonesStore.com that'll 100% work and deliver you energy, clarity, and also, when you want to relax, great calm, rest, and sleep. Now, a lot of our products are very complex, game-changing, cutting-edge, you name it. But there's a lot of things that are very simple and proven that are still the best. Now, we have several other great energy formulas at TheAlexJonesStore.com. They're more complex. But Ultimate Energy is very, very simple. And this is one of the most popular long-running energy combinations on the market at Whole Foods and everywhere else because it really works. It's Ultimate Energy, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Very strong dose of wide-spectrum, organic, time-released caffeine with a big dose of high-quality L-theanine that gives you focus and clarity but relaxes you. So with the caffeine, it's very, very smooth without the letdown, last up to 10 hours. That's Ultimate Energy. But when you're ready to relax, Ultimate Chill, a strong dose of high-quality ashwagandha root, known for thousands of years, give people rest, clarity, focus. Doesn't make you tired, just makes you relax, kind of a zen focus. And then on top of that, a big dose of L-theanine that also gives you calm, clear focus. Great rest, great relaxation, great dreams. That's so good for your immune system, your entire body. So some days when I've been working from 5 a.m. to, say, 10 p.m., and I've been, you know, jacked up on our great supplements and you name it, I will go to this formula, Ultimate Chill. That's why I actually came to Bigley and said, hey, I'm already using a brand from Whole Foods. This is what's in it. Make it a little bit stronger. So this is a formula I've been using for years to relax. I'm having trouble being able to kind of ease into non-work mode, and this is how I do it. Simple, proven ingredients that work in a high-quality fusion. Now available at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.